What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm having the weirdest deja vu. Good morning, everyone. Paul Alexander with you, and it is going low. Unfortunately, at my stage, the going low thing, it just doesn't really probably fit my game anymore. Going is still positive. You just want to keep going. I was thinking about this on my way in this morning. I think we're, how old are we? 2010. We're like 14 years old as a station. The original golf show, and we weren't cool enough to call it Going Low back in the day. We were just the Fan Golf Show. It was Josh Miller, the punter, and I co-hosting the Fan Golf Show way back in the day. And it is absolutely just so good to be back. As I said on my post when I let everyone know that I'd be here this morning and inviting you all to listen and be a part of the show, the only thing better than playing golf, honestly, is talking about it. And it is just one of those, I call it a healthy addiction. And I only have two of those. Thankfully, fitness is one. I absolutely, love and need to exercise and work out. It's the only way to me at this, when you get up there a little bit, that allows me to keep playing golf. You have to stay in some sort of condition. And, there's that forever argument, is golf a sport or is it a skill? If you watch these guys today hit a golf ball, you watch Rory McIlroy drive a 401-yard par four, and they make it look so effortless. It's insane. The club head speed, the ball speed is off the charts. And I know that we really don't have one of those dominant players. We don't have the human rating machine of Tiger Woods. I mean, he's still kind of around, but I mean, he's not significant in terms of a competitor anymore. And someone may beg to differ with that, but when Tiger's not in contention. And granted, he's had a multitude of injuries and a lot of accidents and a lot of things that have really, held him back from a physical standpoint. But when he's not contending, you can tell he has zero interest, and he usually cites one of his injuries just to, not be a part of. If he's not in contention, he has no interest in being there. And I get that. I mean, he's earned that. But it's just kind of unfortunate that he DQs himself every time that he's not in the hunt. But there are so many unbelievably talented and gifted players out there right now. And if you've been watching the players at all, and if you've been there at all, you know what a ridiculous challenge that golf course is. I mean, it is absolutely right now just manicured. I mean, the condition of that golf course right now is off the charts. And if you haven't been there, I mean, it's steep. I mean, they hit you for a pretty good number to play a round of golf at TPC Sawgrass. But just to step up onto that 17th tee, I think is, well, it depends. It depends what your financial situation is, how much of your, you know, your net worth you want to put out to play a round of golf. But this was, my chronology, there's something that really is flawed for me. And then that is my chronology, because I don't remember. I was down there covering a Steelers-Jacksonville game, and they actually put us up at TPC. So it was a Sunday night game, and we got there early Saturday. And I said, well, you know, what's the deal? It's about $650 by the time. I didn't bring my clubs. I didn't have anything with me. So to get everything all gathered up and put together, it was pricey. But what an unbelievable place that is. And I was telling my wife last night, you know, we were... I made her watch a little bit of the recap of what was going on at the Players, just to show her how beautiful it was. And then she was fascinated by 17. I go, yeah, it's an island green. It's an island. If you hit it right, it's in the water. You hit it left, it's in the water. Short and long, it's in the water. It is truly an island green. And I told her that when the TPC Players became kind of a thing, they would, you know, you could log on and just watch 17 all day. You could watch every single shot on 17. And that's one of those, you know, I was probably doing something. I was probably supposed to be doing something else. But that's a rabbit hole. You just can't get, you're stuck there. You are absolutely fascinated and stuck there. So God rest, Pete Dye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks aren't huge fans of Pete Dye, but I sure am. He was one of the great designers, and he has left some of the absolute gems all over the country, and certainly the TPC at Sawgrass is one of his better efforts. So Mystic Rock, he did pretty well there as well. Funny story. They were opening Mystic Rock in Nemecolon. I was still, I believe, working in Altoona. So, yeah, that was probably maybe mid-90s, earlier 90s. I don't know. Again, chronology not as strong as it should be. So I didn't give myself enough time to get down there from State College. I was driving to Nemecolon from State College. And I pull in and I see this shuttle, like this big shuttle bus, taking off from where... you know, we were supposed to meet. So I'm ready to take off and follow the shuttle bus. Gentleman flags me down, you know, just a kind of a smaller guy in khakis and a nice polo shirt and a Purdue hat. He had on a Purdue ball cap. said, hey, would you mind giving me a ride? I said, sure, not at all. I just missed the guys. He goes, oh, I know where we're headed. I go, hi, Paul Alexander. He goes, Pete Dye. I just went, are you serious? And he said, yeah. And it was one of the coolest rides you could ever imagine, talking about his thoughts on golf course design. And he had just a week or two before, he was very proud of his alma mater, which was Purdue. He charged them $1 to redo their, you know, their university golf course. And I guess it's absolutely outstanding. But he also, the story about Nemecolon was, you know, the late Joe Hardy, one of the all-time characters that we've ever had, and a wonderful supporter of the game of golf. And I just can't thank him enough for the times I got to spend down there covering the 84 Lumber Classic and playing in the pro-ams and doing all the things that I got to do down there with that. But he just said, I've never had an unlimited budget before. He just said, make me the best golf course you can make from this piece of land. And it was pretty incredible. It was pretty incredible. But it's just so fun to talk about golf. I mean, and today I want to thank Old Stonewall. They're one of the sponsors. And Sean Swidzinski, he's going to be one of our guests this morning. He used to be known as the pro at Old Stonewall. Now he's known as the father of Hunter, the 3A state champion of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So I think that is so cool. And John Stawovey, the owner of Cedarbrook, he's going to be our first guest this morning in just a couple of minutes. He is, I think, fairly proud of the fact that Cedarbrook is the host of what I coined it, the PaulsIce.com tour. And Paul and John go way back. John's daughter is a big-time basketball player and coach, and Paul does such a great job with the AAU programs. And Paul's kind of a big deal in the women's AAU basketball scene. And they became fast friends, and I've just kind of tagged along. And we show up very early in the morning throughout the spring and summer at Cedarbrook. And there's nothing like being the first off. That to me is heaven. And when I was before Churchill Country Club closed, which still makes me so sad, there was a group of us, and there was probably like four groups of us. There were no tea times. It was a first come, first serve. So we started getting pretty ridiculous trying to be the first off at our own club. But it has its advantages. And the things that we're going to do throughout the year on this show is I want to make this game better for everybody. And I know there's so many new, you know, the pandemic to me was one of the worst times of our history. And there was just so much nonsense associated with it. And one of them was that Pennsylvania closed its golf courses. I mean, what are you doing? So everyone was driving to West Virginia and Ohio, which, you know, there's some great spots in West Virginia and Ohio to play golf. But we need people to stay here and play golf here. And finally, they came to their senses. And I think I can't think of many other positive things that came out of the pandemic. But the resurgence of golf was certainly one of them. I mean, golf was dying. And a friend of mine has a digital magazine that I'll have to send you to. Golfing around, and I love to write for my good buddy Tommy Poljak, and I did a ton of research for an article I just wrote about the return, the boom, the comeback of golf. And it was 2014, and I remember it well because a friend of mine was one of those casualties. Dick's Sporting Goods, which, oh, by the way, I think golf has a lot to do with this. They just had their best quarter ever this last quarter nationally. They're up 15% nationwide, Dick's Sporting Goods, located right here in Western Pennsylvania, headquartered right here in Western Pennsylvania. But they had a PGA professional in every store. And then golf had fallen so far off the map in 2014, they let all of their professionals go because there was no reason to have them staffing a PGA professional at every Dick's Sporting Goods store across the country. 500 pros were fired in 2014. That's where golf was headed. Courses were closing. Clubs were closing. I just can't even imagine, the folks we're going to talk to today, the owner of a 36-hole public facility, the pro at one of the great public courses in the country, in Old Stonewall, not knowing what that future of your industry, of your profession, was going to bring. And there were those of us that were never not going to play golf, but for the casual, the not necessarily, hooked golfer, it probably wasn't something you were going to invest the time, the effort, and the commitment to. Golf is all of that. And I'm trying to, my son now can hit it 300 yards. So, that is kind of, he's intrigued by that. He's only 20. He's a pretty good athlete. But as much as I exposed him to golf and tried, it just never clicked for him. He didn't have the patience, didn't have the time, didn't have the desire. But that's changed. And he's, graduate from Penn State next year. He has another year left. He's going into finance. And I'm like, oh, by the way, there's still a lot of deals made on the golf course. It is still a place where a lot of people go to talk business and make things happen. And oh, by the way, if you can play the game, and you don't have to be, tremendously skilled at the game, but if you understand it, you understand the etiquette, you can comport yourself on the course as if, you know what you're doing, that can go a long way. And oh, by the way, if you can play a little bit, maybe you get down to a single digit or you're a 10 or a 12 handicap, any potential employee, any potential client, any potential employer is going to say, this guy has dedication, perseverance, and the ability to overcome a ton of obstacles. Golf ain't easy. And as soon as I see someone that can play, I know they have a great work ethic. If you can play the game of golf, if you're a single digit, if you play, you're the kind of guy that can break 80 now and again or be in that range, I know that you have a work ethic and you really can stick to something and stay with it, because you're not going to do that without any of those things. So we're going to have a whole lot of fun. We're going low. We are powered by Bowser, and we are poured by Bell's Brewery. I mean, come on. There has to be beverages involved with golf. Is that not part of the deal? I mean, it kind of has to be. And it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're going to have a decent day today. The toughest thing to find now in this great world of golf are tee times. We'll talk to a guy that has 36 holes at your disposal. The owner of Cedarbrook, John Savoy, he will be our guest in just a few minutes as we get rolling on Going Low right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Across the country, 500 pros were fired in 2014. That's where golf was headed. Courses were closing. Clubs were closing. I just can't even imagine, the folks we're going to talk to today, the owner of a 36-hole public facility, the pro at one of the great public courses in the country, in Old Stonewall, not knowing what that future of your industry, of your profession, was going to bring. And there were those of us that were never not going to play golf, but for the casual, the not necessarily, hooked golfer, it probably wasn't something you were going to invest the time, the effort, and the commitment to. Golf is all of that. And I'm trying to, my son now can hit it 300 yards. So, that is kind of, he's intrigued by that. He's only 20. He's a pretty good athlete. But as much as I exposed him to golf and tried, it just never clicked for him. He didn't have the patience, didn't have the time, didn't have the desire. But that's changed. And he's, graduate from Penn State next year. He has another year left. He's going into finance. And I'm like, oh, by the way, there's still a lot of deals made on the golf course. It is still a place where a lot of people go to talk business and make things happen. And oh, by the way, if you can play the game, and you don't have to be, tremendously skilled at the game, but if you understand it, you understand the etiquette, you can comport yourself on the course as if, you know what you're doing, that can go a long way. And oh, by the way, if you can play a little bit, maybe you get down to a single digit or you're a 10 or a 12 handicap, any potential employee, any potential client, any potential employer is going to say, This guy has dedication, perseverance, and the ability to like overcome a ton of obstacles. Golf ain't easy. And as soon as I see someone that can play, I know they have a great work ethic. If you can play the game of golf, if you're a single digit, if you play, you know, you're the kind of guy that can break 80 now and again or be in that range, I know that you have a work ethic and you really can stick to something and stay with it, because you're not going to do that without any of those things. So we're going to have a whole lot of fun. We're going low. We are powered by Bowser and we are poured by Bell's Brewery. I mean, come on, there has to be beverages involved with golf. Is that not part of the deal? I mean, it kind of has to be. And it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. We're going to have a decent day today. The toughest thing to find now in this great world of golf are tee times. We'll talk to a guy that has 36 holes at your disposal, the owner of Cedarbrook, John Savoy. He will be our guest in just a few minutes as we get rolling on Going Low right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.